Hi, this is Remy from At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. A new program in Côte de Neige and DG is raising awareness about tenants' rights in the face of renoviction. The Renovaction program, run by Project Genesis, goes door to door to inform vulnerable tenants about their rights and help tenants fight illegal and dishonest evictions on a case-by-case basis. Renoviction is the term for a kind of loophole eviction that frequently takes place. A tenant is forced out of a unit when a landlord claims to be renovating the property. This allows landlords to raise unit prices and displace tenants, regardless of how much renovation is done. Between 2022 and 2023, there was a 132% increase in renoviction complaints filed to the TAL. In 2025 to early 2026, rents in Montreal have been subject to dramatic increases and inflation. Tenants groups like the RECLAC and Project Genesis warn that rent hikes could be even higher next year, with renovictions, both on and off the books, being a massive contributing factor. Project Genesis is a tenants' rights group in Côte de Neige NDG. They are ramping up what they call their Renovaction program, an on-the-ground, door-to-door program that sees a squad of volunteers handing out information and intervening in illegal eviction efforts around Côte de Neige and NDG. Here is the project's outreach coordinator, Ayo Ojo.
They could come up with a litany of like reasons why they want tenants to leave. Like the point is they want the tenants to leave the apartment. And we go into those buildings and talk to tenants and like tell them like, yo, you don't have to sign anything. Here are your rights around housing. And essentially try to protect tenants and keep them in their homes, because that way you're able to better fight the rapid rise of rents we see in Montreal.
Côte de Neige NDG has the highest concentration of renters in Montreal, and the borough has some of the fastest rising rents on the island. Ojo says many of the cases of illegal eviction he encounters are with elderly tenants.
What these landlords do is very much target older, vulnerable people who may not know their rights, or maybe incredibly trusting, or in like not know the rights in Montreal, or if they have rights. So people we work with a lot are like elderly people, asylum seekers, newcomers to Montreal.
If threatened with eviction, Ojo reminds people to always record exchanges between themselves and a landlord. Keep emails and paperwork. Contact housing advocate groups. Speak with neighbors in your building, and always challenge evictions at the housing tribunal, the TAL. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
We'll be right back. Good evening, Montreal. My name is Ingrid. You're listening to Bikini Broadcast on CJLO 1690. Today, we're doing all-around lo-fi indie show. Quite different from what I normally play. If you're new to the show, typically it's more of like a punk, riot girl, pop punk kind of energy. But yeah, today I wanted to be chill. There was a lot of like new Canadian stuff that came out in this genre recently. Also, I was like complaining to like the station manager about there being no good new music this month, and then this week I kind of looked around and I feel like over the last week, like, a bunch of stuff came out, and it's all pretty solid, or at least, hey, it exists, and there's new music to play. But, yeah, it's a fun show today. I'm excited. You just heard Reverie by Body Wash to start us out. They're a Canadian group, and we're actually going to hear a little bit more from them in a bit. But for now, we're going to hear from Crumb with their song Ghost Ride. It's kind of like a throwback for me to my first year at Concordia. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess my advice for you listeners is get cozy. Yesterday I was like, actually kind of two nights in a row, I was like in my room cleaning stuff or like redoing my posters and listening to chill music, and I was like, I forgot how nice relaxing like indie bedroom pop can be, and I was like, let's get into that this week. It's gonna be fun. Yeah, some of it is more like shoegazy like you just heard, and others is more poppy, which, yeah, I guess you'll hear it for yourself. I'm gonna stop talking. This is Crumb with Ghost Ride.
Daydreaming, I stay in the backseat. The slow beat rocks me back to sleep, keeps me on useless. Tell me, 'cause the truth is a lie. Hold no reservations. I see no bad in you. Dingy bar, talking to the wall, ripping the label off the bottle. Back to the start, back to the tunnel vision, to the premonition, calling it off and calling it on. Right through my center, you fed your letter.
Tavern Tour is back. From February 12th to 14th, more than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owen, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch and Mark Furtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Fax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a SiriusXM presentation.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m., playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Hey, it's Magdalena Bay, and you're listening to CJLO on 1690 AM.
Welcome back. I don't know if you just heard in the ads, but Tavern Tour, I just wanted to shout out. I'm excited. I have to look at, like, the rest of the lineup, but there's been some great shows that seem, wait, let me restart the sentence. It seems like there's gonna be a lot of great shows at Tavern Tour. There we go. I'm probably gonna go see Cootie Catcher, who I play a lot on this show. They're really good. I saw them for Pop Montreal, and yeah, it was amazing, so I recommend. Yeah, and oh, before the break, you heard Reservations by Leah Pappas-Kemp. She has a new EP out with about like 3 songs. Okay, and then I listened to it the other day, and the first listen I was like, yeah, okay, like, yeah, this will work, this is good. Like, it's nice, folky, indie kind of stuff. But like, the more I listened to this song, Reservations, I'm just like, wow. Like, I was listening to it as I was playing it, and I was like, just wow, like, the way her voice does like the run when she says sparrow, it's like, it feels like it's like her voice is like walking upstairs. That's how I visualize it. Yeah, I'm kind of just blown away. I love that song. So that will be on repeat for a while. She's Canadian. Yeah, Leah Pappas-Kemp, if you missed it. And next, Body Wash again with also a new song, No Repair. Let's keep going.
baby. I cursed it, the myth I made out of you.
That was Brand New Baby Nova with her song Death Wish. She has a new album called Sugar. She's a Canadian pop artist, I guess you could say. But yeah, the album, normally I'm like kind of dismissive of that kind of music. Sorry. But the album's actually pretty good. It's very like Lana Del Rey, but kind of with a bit more of a country twang. A lot of like really interesting, like she uses religious themes in a really interesting way. So yeah, I recommend. It came out like last week, I think, but I like that song. There's also like a couple like more dancier ones on there, but yeah. And next up, another Canadian group from Toronto, which I didn't know they were Canadian when I first listened to this song. This song is like a real throwback to it's like one of those songs that you found in high school, probably on like a random suggested playlist, and it kind of, you like never overplayed it or anything at the time, so it's kind of just like stuck with you, even though your music taste has definitely like evolved. Like I used to listen to way more music like this, and now I don't as much. But the song, actually the next two songs that I'm about to play, I would listen to in high school, and they've stuck with me. The first one is I Wish I Never Met You by, the band is called Baby Girl, which I really like their music, but genuinely, like, you can't catch me being like, oh yeah, I really like this band, Baby Girl. I don't know, maybe Drake has just like brain rotted me, but like, anyway, yes, it's a great song though. They also had a new album come out in September. If we have time, we're gonna hear another track from that at the end. But after that, you'll hear Between Friends, who I like really liked a lot in high school, and it's one of those bands you can come back to every like 6 months and be like, yeah, this was solid. With their song Affection, it was pretty popular, I think, in like maybe 2022, I want to say. But yeah, they kind of have the same vibes. Also, Kate, I'm talking a lot, but bear with me here. I have a lot to say. The song I'm about to play, I Wish I Never Met You, is like, it's so sad. It's like so sad. Like the lyrics are really sad, and it's about heartbreak, but it was one of those songs, like I remember telling someone last year, I was like, I'm so like drawn to the music that I can't, and I've like can't relate. So it just like doesn't make me sad, even though maybe that's what it's supposed to do. And then something happened to me, and I was like, listened to it once, I was like, oh, so actually maybe this does make me sad, and I can't listen to this right now. And now we've kind of like circled back, and I'm like okay with listening to it again, and I'm like, wow, just great song. So interesting how that works. I feel like that also happened to me with Jeff Buckley. I was like, I don't even like feel that much, like, because it's just like the song's so good, you know, like I'm not thinking about myself, I'm like, damn, wow, great song. And that's my cue. Let me know, actually don't let me know, just reflect on how you feel when you hear this song. This is Baby Girl with I Wish I Never Met You.
Dream, yeah, I know what you mean, na na na. You're taking what you want right from me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously. Wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me.
I'm laying on the floor.
That was Affection by Between Friends. Before that, you heard I Wish I Never Met You by Baby Girl. If you just tuned in, my name is Ingrid. This is Bikini Broadcast on CJLO. And today we're doing all out lo-fi indie show. Right before those two songs, I was talking about how they're songs I discovered in high school, and they've kind of, like, stuck with me over the years, just, like, coming back to me every few months or so. And I think I was also talking about how, especially the first one, the Baby Girl song, it doesn't necessarily make me sad, but I don't know, I was listening to the songs, and I was like, okay, it's not that it doesn't make me sad, it's just that I think, like, songs with lyrics like the two we just heard, where there's a lot of emotion behind it, But when they have that beat and that melody and just the production of it is like put together so well and in a way that doesn't like honestly make you want to die, it like that's why you can come back to a song like that over and over again. It's perfect like evening, long day at school bus home music, because it's like it's mellow, it's you're like listening, you're like damn, but it's not like I find there's certain sad music that the notes that they use like make you genuinely sad, which I don't feel with the last two songs. It's just the lyrics. So that's why I love listening to music like that, because sometimes like you want to listen, you want to be in your feels, but you don't want to be depressed, you know what I mean? So I think that's what I was thinking about when I was listening to those songs, and I was like was able to pinpoint a bit more why they speak to me so much. If you've been in your feels listening to those songs, let's keep that up, because next we have Kiss City by Blondshell, one of my favorite albums. It's self-titled. All the tracks are great, but this one especially. Let's hear it.
Just look me in the eye when I'm about to finish. Kiss City. I think my kink is when you tell me that you think I'm pretty. Did you expect something different? I bet she talks dirty like she's on a mission. Adjacent to a lot of love. I'm in pawn. It turns me on when you tell me you're not going away. Kiss City. Just look me in the eye and I swear
Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite acts, including Guab, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
Hey, this is Dan from No Boundaries. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
It all off. Send it down.
That is Museums with their song Can't Stop Thinking About It. They're a local band. I believe they're playing a show on February 12th, I want to say, at Casa del Popolo. So if you liked that song, go check them out. That was definitely like a heavier song for this playlist. But I like it a lot. I felt like it fit, especially after the Blonde Shell song, Kiss City, that was right before the ads. If you just tuned in, today we're doing lo-fi, indie, some bedroom pop stuff. Last two songs, we're gonna get more melodic again, a little more upbeat, some very beautiful love songs. We went through kind of like the ooh songs, the ones that are about heartbreak and longing, I guess, and the next songs are about love and longing. What else was I gonna say? Okay, I don't remember. Maybe, well, next week, next week, we'll be back. We might have a special guest. It's gonna be a great episode. Clearly, it's sounding like I should just go ahead and play the song. Yeah, I have to play the song. This is The Beautiful You on My Arm by Leith Ross. And to end the show, probably the best love song that came out in 2025. I know you've all heard it, but it's Smurs with You've Got Time and I Got Money. My name is Ingrid. This has been this week's episode of Bikini Broadcast. I remembered what I was going to say. It was that I hope you are all cozy in your rooms with your ambient lighting while you're listening to this playlist, and that you have a beautiful rest of your week. This is Leith Ross. Good night.
You would wear a dress, and I would say, I'm sorry for something, don't know what it'd be. But you'd say, nothing, it's nothing, and smile at me. I wanna sit around and watch you do your hair, talk it all into the ground, have a ceremony there for something, don't know what it'd be. Come nothing.
Take